the left is basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Left to the left, to the right, to the right. Now dip, baby. Come on now, dip, baby. Tootsie roll. The tootsie roll. Tootsie roll. The tootsie roll. I put my hand upon your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip.
Welcome to Crippled System episode. Shit.
Yes.
Episode, what is yes.
Yes, yes. What is episode numbering? What is time anyway?
It feels like we haven't recorded an episode. We recorded an episode like right before lockdown started and then done nothing since.
We did one post-lockdown.
We did? Was
it
post?
Yeah. It was on Skype and it was terrible.
Was it that bad?
I mean, it was standard process for us.
Sure.
I just in general refer to it as terrible. Andy's screen brought to you by Sony.
The content quality was typical, but we had technological artifacts.
Yeah. So we're in agreement. You say the content quality was typical. I say it was terrible.
Yeah, that works out.
Typical.
Tomato, potato.
Terrible. Yeah,
I think Nathan was broadcasting from a small potato. Speaking of potatoes and tomatoes.
Rude.
Now we decided to try recording over Discord. Now we might make the actual server public to people who want to maybe like actually be or you know to listen to us live like
you
that.
Merely adopted the Discord. I was born to it, molded by it.
The only thing I don't like about Discord is it feels like a message board from 1999, where it's just when people post to a Discord, it's just a slew of thoughts. It's not actually IRC. Anything organized at all. It's annoying.
It's IRC. It's literally just a version of a chat program that has been around for 30 years, skinned for gamers.
Do you remember bash.org?
No. Yeah.
It was a website that basically you just like took funny IRC conversations and submitted it to, and people like ranked the best ones. And my favorite was one where someone, first of all, they mentioned that they couldn't find like one of the I think it was like their modem or their router or something. Like they said, I can't find this. And they meant quite literally they couldn't find it like in their office. It was responding to all of their bings and everything, but they literally couldn't find the physical one. But the best one was the guy that said, you know, he was chatting with somebody. He's like, don't you hate it when you shit on the floor and then you can't find it? And you look around and you look everywhere and you look in the corner and you just can't find it. And the other person's like, what? And they're like, oh, I mean, when you drop shit on the floor, it very much changed the meaning of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the one you're talking about is still fourth ranked on bash.org.
Which one? The losing the router or the dropping shit on the floor?
I've lost a machine. Literally lost. It responds to ping. It works completely. I just can't figure out where in my apartment it is.
Yeah.
I think the surprising part about that is bash.org still exists.
Intel internet hosting is really cheap, and if you have a small web page, it can take forever for it to actually go away.
Fair enough. I mean, much like our website, it's been up forever, and you know it won't go away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was like some news. We got maybe some announcements. MuzonCon has been canceled. Comic-Con has been canceled. Gen Con has been canceled.
Today or yesterday?
I think it was yesterday it was announced that Gen Con was going away. But it sucks. It's been 2 months, 3 months? We started this in March. Yeah.
If we started in March, and March has been 6 years ago.
Yeah. Huh.
In the long, long ago, before times, with, you know, Captain Walker from Bye Bye D-Bird.
I think it was March 10 that my advisor told all of his students to go home and stay home, and it was the week after that that everything in Dane County started shutting down.
Yeah.
There's an easy way for me to check. Raylene and I were in the car on our way to see Wicked when it all happened, so we had to turn around and go back home.
Yeah, you guys didn't get the notification until, going to see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they emailed us or anything. The show was canceled. Raylene just happened to check on her phone while I was driving, and it's like, yeah, eat a dick.
Oh.
The first of, 8 concert/shows that have been canceled for me. It was going to be a super busy March and April, and at this point, I'm not so enthusiastic about my August tickets.
Where are you possibly going to see in August?
Rammstein.
I think they've... Well, I could have sworn
Lindemann
I
got sick.
Yeah.
So Lindemann got sick early on, still in March, Lindemann got sick. And I, but yeah, I'm not certain. Good times!
Yeah.
Yep.
But on the bright side, I'll get my Warcaster stuff, and then I can look at it and not play it either.
Yeah,
I can add it to my shelf and keep saying that I'm going to get it painted before the lockdown's over.
Yeah, you keep lying to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that I have an infinite amount of time because time doesn't function anymore, mm-hmm. but I'm still not getting anything painted. I don't understand how that works.
What I have noticed as far as work is concerned, that there's Monday, and then there's some sequence of gray mush that lasts for an indeterminate period of time, and then somebody says, hey, see you tomorrow, it's Friday, and then it's Friday.
Yep.
From the time I leave work Monday evening until about 45 minutes before I'm done on Thursday, it's all just nothingness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Is basically my day is I log into work, I do work, then I log out of work, and then I play WoW.
Yeah.
On Saturday and Sunday, I just play WoW all day. So,
yeah, mine is a lot like that because my work right now involves a lot of curating experiments. So I'm monitoring experiments while playing Final Fantasy 14, and that is a lot of my time. Either that or writing or complaining that the numbers aren't what I'm expecting them to be.
Final Fantasy 14 is not a bad Final Fantasy. I've been playing Final Fantasy 6. Which really argued with me because I started up the SNES Mini. I'm like, you know what, Raylene, I'm going to play Final Fantasy VI because I never beat Final Fantasy VI. I also think it's highly overrated. It's one of my least favorite Final Fantasies, but everybody thinks it's their absolute bestest. It's always it's 7 and 6, and anything else is heresy.
Yeah, I was going to say it's 6 and 7 are the two that everybody absolutely loves. And,
correct, and they're wrong because 6 is trash and 9 is the best. But,
4 is pretty good, though. I like 4.
I absolutely love 4 as well. I mean, my user handle references 4. But anyway, I'm like, I'm going to play Final Fantasy 6. And I turn it on, and the screen comes up, and it says Final Fantasy 3. And she's like, I thought you said you were going to play 6. And so, I'm like, oh, actually. I gave it the whole spiel. But I've been playing it, and it's mediocre.
The only thing I don't...
To the floating continent.
Yeah. The one thing I don't like about it is... is you get used to your one party and you want to adventure with that one party, and then the end of the game happens, which you've already heard of.
I'm familiar with it all.
The
story in and out. I just never personally beat it.
Yeah, the end of the game happens, and suddenly you find out that you have to have two other parties that are equal to your first party that you have to go through the final boss on. I like the mechanics of the final boss. I hate.
Yeah, that's neat with the three fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I did notice, because I just got to the floating continent, actually I beat the floating continent and then my SNES Mini crashed before I could save it, so I have to do the floating continent. Just add my weapon, I beat everything else, I had saved right before that. But anyway, it's a boss and then a 10-minute cutscene, and I'm like, fuck you, I'm not doing that again. But when you get to the point where you're going to go to the floating continent, I had some people I hadn't been using, and so they were 10 levels behind. And then when the floating continent appears and they're like, make your party, those people had been bumped up to being the same level.
Oh.
And I didn't realize it would do that because I was concerned about that. And so I wonder if it does that again at the end. Even still, you wouldn't necessarily care about those characters, and the level's not what is important. Because what I hate about Final Fantasy VI, amongst many things that I hate about Final Fantasy VI, I mean, there's stuff I like too, but it balances out, and I only talk about things I hate because that's my job. But one of the things I hate about Final Fantasy VI is it really is one of those the Final Fantasy games where every character ends up being exactly the same by the end. Because the way that espers work, the way that, you know, every character learns every single spell.
No. Well, yeah, you could.
Yeah,
you could.
I mean, every character learns every single spell. Yeah. And so, or if they don't, that's what happens to you with the final thing. Because either you have 12 identical characters, or you have 4 characters that know every single spell, and 8 assholes that even if the game levels them up to the same level, still don't know any goddamn spells because you haven't been using them, so their level is irrelevant.
Correct.
So you either get what you ran into, or you have 12 identical people that don't matter. And then the thing that makes them not identical is the other thing I don't like about Final Fantasy VI is that nobody ever uses the fight command because everybody has their own unique command that's a strictly superior version of fight.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I was the strange one because I loved Umuro. Umuro is like one of my favorite characters in the game, and Gogo. So,
just Gogo, double raging.
Well,
Gogo copy Umuro.
That's the best part. Is like once in a while, once in a while, Umuro would just throw one of your players into the boss, which I think is hilarious. And then Gogo would do the same thing too. So. Or you can have them copy one of the other characters as they're doing their big super duper special thing, and just do crazy amount of damage. I loved Gogo. He's probably one of my.
I mean,
favorites.
Mimes are always fun. Mimes are a fun part of any Final Fantasy. And it does have Strago is a blue mage, and I always love blue mages. And between Strago and Gao. It kind of has 2 blue mages, so I should love it because that's my favorite thing in Final Fantasy is always blue mages, but I don't know.
I didn't play with the kid that much. I didn't like him that much.
He is broke as fuck. He's insane.
I always took the guy who had who's basically the Van Damme of you'd have all the melee attacks.
Yeah, the one you had to do like Street Fighter moves to actually do stuff.
Yeah. I enjoyed him. Cecil, I think it was the swordsman.
Cyan, like the color, is the swordsman.
Okay. I renamed all of them on mine, so it's hard to remember.
Yeah, Cecil's the main character of Final Fantasy IV.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I had earlier this year played Final Fantasy XV and played it
Cup
for a while. It was like, this is terrible. That it's like, okay, and it's like they're making an MMO except it's single player, and who thought this was a good idea at any step along the way? So somebody on the War Machine Discord was playing Final Fantasy XIV, and I said, yeah, you know, I'll reactivate this and play for a while. And it's fun because it works on a controller on a PC, and it's fun.
Also, the soundtrack is goddamn amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, make a mixtape with Final Fantasy XIV music. Like, Alexander Brute Justice, I will groove to Alexander. That slaps. That slaps hard.
Have you been watching too much TikTok? Is that what happened to you now?
Do you want me to floss?
I mean, flossing, that's like 2 years old there, Nathan. But, I mean, I guess slap is probably, I don't know. I'm old.
The only acknowledgement you should have of flossing is the one video at New Year's Eve when Ninja was trying to get a crowd to floss. They were just all staring at him blankly.
Yeah, it just what everybody followed him to Mixer, and Mixer is a big success. Oh no, it's not.
Oh no, everybody's staring at him. It reminds me of how many years ago was it? The first game of the season for the NFL was a Packers game, and they had a big like opening ceremony before the game at Lambeau Field, and it was Maroon 5 performing, and he's just prancing around singing moves like Jagger and woo, and it pans across the crowd, and it's just a whole bunch of people who look like us with their arms crossed just like nope this ain't right. It was just the most Midwestern hillbilly redneck saying no to Maroon 5 I've ever seen in my life. It was glorious.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, other than that, I mean, I'm still continuing my WoW escapades. We've just conquered Zul'Gurub and done all that and do a lot of PvP and stuff. I should actually open up our streaming for some of that.
I am at the step of the quarantine that I actually have live subscriptions to do different MMOs because my wife wanted to play WoW. So occasionally playing WoW with my wife and my teenager.
Yeah.
I think my son is probably going to join in, so we're only a person short of a full party.
You should have convinced them to play FF14 instead.
I tried to get them interested, but Cassie hasn't taken me up on it.
The kind of good thing about having a subscription for WoW, or just any kind of MMO, usually they're fairly cheap, so you're only paying X amount a month, and it's a time sink. So, and we appear to have a lot of time on our hands. Got too much time
on my hands. Too much time on my hands.
Yeah. I almost was doing the Uma Uma guy.
Yeah. I made homemade stuffing, like stovetop style stuffing for dinner the other day, and then it turned out I had too much time on my hands. Because it's a pun. Because time, Coral.
I like how you're doing. So, just
I'm still not as close as you are by default.
This is being disturbing.
Why is your camera so far away from your face, Andy?
For our audio listeners, which that's the only way that they're going to get this episode, my camera. We've been doing some pantomiming to the cameras, and nobody's going to see it, unfortunately.
The video's the video's not going anywhere. So I put on a shirt for nothing.
I took off my pants for nothing.
Well, nobody could see your pants.
Well, because I took them off.
Oh, fair enough.
Let me just start panning down seductively. Oh my God, look at that ocean of fat. Jesus.
But does your shirt say bowling for colon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a charity fundraiser at work. Bowling for colons.
All right.
That's what happens when you work in a place that studies buttholes.
Yep. I guess you have professional experience in being all up in someone's ass, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. We're all about that shit. Are we talking about FF14?
We're talking about some MMOs.
Yeah, MMOs. They cost X amount of monies, and that stuff and things.
They eat your soul, and time passes, and right now that's beneficial.
Yeah, I'm very happy with my progress I've made in WoW Classic. Unfortunately, I don't know if I made this mention before, but I'm playing in three different versions of WoW right now. I have WoW Classic, I have Retail WoW, and then I'm also in the Alpha for Shadowlands, the next expansion for Retail WoW. So, yeah. I might have a problem. I mean,
I'm playing Gwent.
I mean, yeah, it's basically the same problem as me. Except for you're not collecting pets in there. You're probably just collecting full decks of cards.
No, it's all about the card backs and boards and, you know, avatars. Got to get them cosmetics.
Yep.
They did a really cool thing last week / this week that I think was really neat, hence me saying it was really cool. That was redundant, you schmuck. Anyway, so they did a faction challenge last week, and so you picked a faction that you were playing for, and playing games with that deck counted towards that faction, and then, you know, you got rewards and stuff, and then they figured out the ranking and who won. And they said, congratulations, you know, that's the ranking. The faction I played as won. Hooray, Nilfgaard, hooray, blah, blah, blah. Then this week, in reverse order of that, you get bonus XP for playing certain factions.
So
the factions that got absolutely annihilated, and playing games with them, you get double XP. So you level up twice as fast.
Fair enough.
So it was neat because, like, I mean, whatever, that's all kerfuffle, but the main gist of it is that it breaks the meta, right? Because either, like, if I love Nilfgaard and all I want to play is Nilfgaard, then either I played the fuck out of Nilfgaard last week because I love them, and now I'm incentivized not to play them because they get no bonus XP, or I could have last week played not Nilfgaard to try to make sure that they did badly so that they'd get bonus XP this week. And either way, it encouraged me to play different factions.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, Andy, do they have the ray tracing support in the alpha client yet? Because they're supposed
to. He can't talk about it.
I can.
He's got a DNC.
No, a DNC.
Yeah, right?
Democratic National Convention?
I mean, do you have a resuscitate order?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you can't resuscitate me. Don't do it. Actually, do it because I need to make sure I get those quests in for the day. I don't know about ray tracing at all.
Is that like Ray Romano?
Yeah. He's, hey! Window! What's going on in Azeroth? No, I don't know if they have it in there. I only played it a little bit. Played in kind of one of the new zones. It looks pretty. I mean, that's... Of course, anything looks pretty after I've been playing Classic for the past yeah. 8 months.
Classic even include the new models, or is it strict?
It's an older version of the new models because they said that they couldn't run Classic on, you know, the old engines and that, so they had to use something that was a little bit more up to date. So it doesn't look classic. Doesn't look like classic. It looks like, you know, a better version of classic,
or a worse version of current.
Yeah, it is worse version of current, but not that bad. It's like before they started changing some of the player models to.
Well, sure, it's like when a modern video game does 8-bit style graphics, but they still look 10 times better than Super Mario Brothers.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, during recently though, because I played classic on like the crappy settings for a long time. My computer upgraded its video card, and
upgraded its own video card.
No, I mean it upgraded the drivers for it, and so it reset my settings in WoW, and so it actually put them at the max settings, and it actually looks pretty.
Yeah,
I could actually see foliage and stuff like that in the ground. It makes herb gathering very difficult when you can't actually see where the fuck the herb is on the ground.
I like to think that it actually installed a new video card.
It just, yeah, just my old just video card just locked out. The other thing is, since the last time we recorded on Skype, Jim's computer took a shit. And so Jim being unemployed during the middle of the pandemic makes it very difficult for him to get money to, you know, get a new computer. So I lent him the Skype laptop. which has been entertaining. It does not handle it handles WoW Classic to a point. So,
right. But of course he can't complain about it because you loaned him a free laptop.
I loaned him a laptop, yeah. So yeah, there's times when it just suddenly says, "Nope, I'm not running right now," and then his character just logs off. But it works okay. I mean, yeah, it's still fun. I mean, it's playing MMOs with friends is the best. It's a yep. great way to reach out and hang out with people. You know, like when we were doing our Minecrafts on Sundays, it's fun. I would love to do that more often. But I play WoW.
A goddamn fortress in the goddamn Netherworld.
I think we might have to start a new world.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't understand how there's no fortress there at all. Usually there's a good way to find like some other places up on the real world, but we've gone in every direction and only found like 3 villages and that's it.
Yeah. And I made a portal in that new village that's literally on the opposite side of our map, and it took me to the Netherworld on like a 10-foot by 10-foot platform in the sky with nothing worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. And then also, also when you took it to the portal the other time, where in the other village, where you
took you back home.
It took you back home when you re-entered the portal, but then it made another portal in our basement.
Yes.
In a random mine slot.
Like, why?
Yeah.
And I was excited because I was like, oh, wow, this is super weird, but at least it's someplace new. And then I look up and you're just like 10 feet above me. I was just in the basement of your house. Then I made a cake and I punched the cake and the cake disappeared.
Yep. Dave was not able to have cake.
See, David, you think you're making a clever reference, but when I made the cake, I got a PS4 achievement, which was called The Lie. So they're ahead of you on that one. Also, by the way, not you, but the internet in particular, but it's long enough ago that that's no longer topical, but still, A, that's like the 57th best quote from Portal, and for some reason people still latched onto it, even though there's so much better stuff. And B, the cake wasn't a fucking lie. There is a cake! It was the one thing that Gladys said that was actually true, was that there was a cake.
Yeah. I latch onto Portal 2. I latch onto Portal 2 instead, because, oh my god, that game's so bad. So much better.
I'm going to attempt a manual override on this door. I still have that term, manual override on a door.
Which one is that's all talking about space?
Yeah, the space orb, yeah. Because they have the personality spheres, and one of them is just love space. And then that ended up being in Skyrim.
Yep, as a nice little Easter egg. Yep. DLC.
I also like when Wheatley is taking over for Gladys, he's testing out his capabilities, and one of them is that he's multilingual, and so he says something in Spanish, and the thing he says is, your translation program is not working properly. And in all of the other versions of all of the other language versions of Portal, they have it in Spanish, but in the Spanish version, they say it in English.
Oh, fair enough. All right. Well,
also, it has J.K. Simmons, and J.K. Simmons is the goddamn best.
I still haven't seen the drum movie.
J.K. Simmons abusing children for 2 hours.
Yeah, I have yet to see that. I still haven't, as much time as that we have on quarantine, I still haven't seen Bumblebee.
That's fine. I mean, you don't like Transformers, classic Transformers anyway.
At all.
You hate Bumblebee as a character.
You
hate the Transformers. You hate John Cena.
I don't hate John Cena. John Cena's awesome.
Well, then I'm confused. Wait a second. Are you saying that you like Transformers and Bumblebee and John Cena? The three things that make up that movie?
Did you know, Nate, though, that since quarantine, it's become so clear outside that you can actually see John Cena now?
Impossible. Impossible.
I do love the... It's not really all memes, but I do like all the shots of like things like, you know, since... People aren't out being people.
Like the cow is returning to the ocean.
Yes, the cow is returning to the ocean, yes.
Oh my god. On the Bumblebee DVD, there's bloopers and extra footage, and John Cena's hilarious in him. Hilarious.
He is a national treasure. I will say though, my wrestling is weirdly affected by the COVID stuff as well. It's really weird watching wrestling with nobody there. Yeah. Which I don't know how they get. I mean, I know how they get away with it because Florida's goofy and decided that wrestling is a essential business.
Any nationally televised sporting event is an essential business, according to Florida.
Yeah. So like AEW switched their recordings to down in Florida as well. I kind of like how AEW is handling it, because what they're doing is they have like all the wrestlers that would be backstage. They're the ones in the audience. And so you just once in a while, as they're wrestling inside the ring, you just hear like some weird talking, that just two, three people just yelling a little bit. it's more entertaining.
It's better than having it be empty.
Yes, it is. There's usually somebody there with an air horn annoying people.
Why bother use the big stadium, right? Like, make it intimate. Make it, like, in just, like, a gym, you know, like Rocky style, where it's just, like, there's the ring, and then there's only, like, 10 more feet in every direction where people have the heavy bags hanging, and just have the rest of the wrestlers just hanging out around there. It would probably wouldn't look quite as stupid as having the big, empty 50,000 chairs.
I think...
Just put the ring in the green screen.
Hmm?
On a green
put the ring in a green screen.
Yeah, maybe. I just think they could have spun it. Like, they could have made it, you could key fob that shit. You know what I mean? Like, say that Vince McMahon squandered Vince McMahon lost the WWE, right? And somebody else won it from him in a poker game, and so they're running it out of their local gymnasium. Make it the storyline.
That's what Chris Jericho has done in AEW. He says he won't allow fans at the arena anymore.
So sure, it's not COVID, it's just him.
Yeah, it's just him.
Yeah,
Chris Jericho is a national treasure too. It's weird, but it's cool because they're doing different things with wrestling. Like, they had WrestleMania was entirely weird. They had a match between The Undertaker and AJ Styles that was scripted like a movie. So, like, it's not like a normal wrestling match. There's basically, like, the dead man that, you know, they're using scenic shots of, like, him silhouetted with the light behind him, you know, and just using a whole bunch of different shots that you normally don't see. So it was actually a story that was told through there. It was a neat little, like, a casket match is basically what it was, or buried alive match. Yeah, I mean, it's forcing them to do different things, but it's still weird.
Also, RIP XFL. It really is a shame because it was doing okay this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's issues going on there too because I think Vince fired one of the guys who was setting up the XFL like 3 days before it folded. But he fired him for legitimate reasons. Basically, he was supposed to be the one that vetted all the players. And not to have any, you know, any people who are convicted felons or stuff like that. They didn't want to have any of that at all.
Felons?
Hmm?
Did they have convicted felons?
They did. And that's why the guy got fired.
The NFL has convicted felons.
They wanted it to be different. I mean, overall, I like the games, though. I like the new rules that they had. I didn't like some of the. There's something about it that didn't flow right about it, but
I do feel like going for two was always the correct choice. When you weighed the risk reward, the increase in difficulty from going for one to going to two was negligible for double the reward, but the increase of difficulty going from two to three was insane for an only 50% increase.
Yeah.
It's it's going to be a lot like the normal NFL that the decision is pretty obvious unless you're in the third or fourth quarter and the scores line up in certain ways.
I mean, I'm going to disagree with that because to me in the NFL, they should go for two way more often. I think they definitely do not go off enough, but the current script is what you're saying where they basically,
Yeah, the current script is. I mean, I'll say that it's probably about half of the teams are justified in going for one unless it's late in the game. But if you've got a good running back and you don't have a great kicker, then you should be going for two almost all the time.
Yeah, well, and because they don't even just break down the math. It's like, whatever. If you would succeed more than half as often as you would succeed with a one-pointer, just do it every time.
Yeah. I mean, I think the overall average across the NFL, it's something like 45% of 2-point conversions go through, which is slightly under the expected result of kicking an extra point. But it's not the difference is not enough that given the ways that points can line up, that there should be a whole lot more 2-point conversions than there are.
And I feel like when I have this conversation with people, a mistake they make a lot is they'll be like let's say that number you said 45, let's say it was 48%. Okay. Yeah. Just for the sake of it. There's people who be like, well, unless it's at least 50.1, it's wrong because it's, you know, you have to make at least half the time to get double the score to even out. But the point is, that's assuming a 100% success rate of the standard point after. And I think that people miss that. They're like, you know, if you're 98% successful over there, that divided by 2 is 49%, which is less than 50. But people don't do that part of the math.
Yeah, I mean, the big take home is that the way the odds work is that you should favor, in most cases, you should favor the extra point, but nowhere near to the extent that it's
done. Andy having issues over there?
No, I just picked up
cackling and grinning.
Well, I saw what so Nihilist Arby's is always amazing, and Nihilist Arby's tweet today was it's day 69 of quarantine, so you know what that means. That's right. Time to stand a corpse length away from your dying loved ones as they drown in their own lungs for the sake of a perverse intended mutual satisfaction that neither of you actually enjoy. Eat Arby's.
Yeah, fair. I can go with that. Oh, I mean, assuming that corpse is slightly above average height.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry. Your average corpse is not far enough away from your dying loved ones. Like, I think only 1/3 of the corpses that we would leave behind would qualify.
Yeah, yeah. We should stop talking about corpses. Definitely brought up.
Can we talk about corpsing? Corpsing pisses me off so much, which is why I fucking hate Jimmy Fallon, you corpsing piece of shit.
Well, explain corpsing.
Yeah. Hey, you know that thing that Jimmy Fallon did all the time on SNL?
No.
Yep, there you go, Andy.
Yep,
you're corpsing.
Yeah.
So, David, let's say you and I are like the three of us are in a scene, and then Andy's line is done, and he doesn't have a line for another couple paragraphs, and you and I are doing our stuff, and then he's just smiling and laughing in the background because he's amused by the performance we're giving instead of fucking staying in character like a goddamn professional.
Yeah.
That's called corpsing.
Okay.
Originally because, I mean, the actors who are standing around playing characters should have the goddamn professionalism to stay in character because they're not fucking Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. But people who, you know, and you'd have a murder mystery play and somebody's literally the corpse and they'd be bored and they don't think anybody's looking at them because they're just laying on the ground for a scene and a half. So they'd be laughing or, you know, snickering. It'd be hard to stay dead.
Yeah.
It bothers me that he is the late night talk show host. I mean,
there are 6 billion better choices for talk show hosts than Jimmy Fallon.
At least
he is trash.
At least it's not. Who is Stephen Colbert? Because he fucked us. He fucked us hard. He got rid. Well, he got rid of. The gloriousness.
Stephen Colbert getting that position fucked us out of 2 great shows because it fucked us out of Craig Ferguson and it also fucked us out of the Colbert Report.
Yes, correct.
So, like, we lost 2 great shows.
Yep, all because of Stephen Colbert. Well, actually, probably more
CBS. CBS. Like, hey, do you want infinite money? Are you going to say, no, Craig Ferguson's really funny? You're going to say, yes, please. I enjoy infinite money.
Yeah, no. I miss Craig Ferguson. I think I've...
Colbert was fine.
Could the Colbert Report? Yeah, but the show...
No. I mean, Colbert, when he took over... Like, Colbert is a perfectly okay late-night talk show host.
Yeah.
No, Craig Ferguson.
No.
But Craig Ferguson is top 3, if not the best talk show host of all time. Like, and I'm talking like, I think the only reason, like, nostalgia aside, like, he's probably better than Johnny Carson.
I would.
But, you know, you're not allowed to say shit like that. Like, you can't say a band is better than the Beatles, right? Because you're just not allowed to. But there are bands that probably are better than the Beatles, and I fucking love the Beatles. Johnny Carson was amazing at his job. Ferguson's probably better.
Because he didn't do the shill. That was one of my favorite things about Ferguson is you would have somebody on there that would be obviously there to promote, you know, whatever next movie they were doing, and he never talk about that. He'd be talking about how his bulldog is a bit farty or shit like that on a regular basis. It just
he
brought
was
more...
as a host what Paul Rudd is as a guest.
Yeah. It's also kind of like what we are to a War Machine podcast.
Yeah. We can talk War Machine, you know, stuff and things.
You know.
Models.
I've seen some new models. I mean, they look cool.
Yeah.
We got Warcaster coming, so I'm intrigued for when that comes in.
Vehicles in Warcaster.
I haven't been paying attention to Warcaster at all. I'm just waiting for the actual rules to come.
So they've shown like artwork for vehicles because those are going to be like the next thing.
Yeah.
But it's really weird because they're like battle engines, but they're on a 50 millimeter base.
But
they're still battle engine size. It's not like a shrunk down like a dozer, like a treads or whatever the guy from Riot Quest is, mm-hmm. where it's like mm-hmm. a little, it's like taking a goddamn, you know, meat thresher and just centering it on a 50 millimeter base and saying, all right, have fun measuring.
Have fun balancing as well.
Yeah.
Especially in a game that promotes 3D terrain. Because, that doesn't seem right at all. Also, my meat thresher climbs up this building. So. Yeah, no, that seems weird.
Maybe they're like, you know, 80% the size of a meat thresher. No, they're not quite that big, but still, they're way bigger than a 50 millimeter base.
Sure, sure. Yeah, most of the models are all heroic sized. Yeah, that seems very, very odd. But, you know, we'll see the rules when it comes out.
That we will. I am intrigued. My thoughts for Warcaster, and I'd be interested, like, once quarantine's up and once people have models, I'd be interested in seeing if people would give this a try. Do you remember / know much about the actual rules to Warcaster, either of you?
No.
I don't, but it sounds like David does.
And I'll speak mostly to, so, you know, you play in three rounds, or fluxes, I think they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And you play, and you score all the points, and once all the points are scored, then you play again, and this time everything's worth 2, and then you play again, and everything's worth 3, and whoever has the most at the end wins. Right?
Yep. Yep.
Here's what I'd be interested in trying out. You play, once everything's been scored, you see who scored more, and they get 1 point. Then you play a second round, see who scored, and everything's still worth just 1, see who scored more, they get a point. First to 2 points wins.
So, yeah, so you're guaranteeing at least a 3.
Best of 3?
Yeah, it's best of 3. Whereas currently, it's play 3. Like, even if the third one's irrelevant, you're playing all 3, right? So every tournament ever is going to time. So this, with best of 3, some games can end early. But also, you get this, the come from behind. Like, you can lose the first flux if you're positioning yourself well to win the second and third ones.
I think your Gwent thought process is interfering with this.
That's exactly where it comes from. But forget the fact that it comes from Gwent for a second.
No.
Anyone who's trying games, anyone who's actively playing test games of Warcaster, give it a shot. I'm really interested to see. I think it would work. I think it would actually be really different and really interesting and make the first flux matter more, because currently it's just a pittance, right? And it also would give it a shot. That's all I'm saying. It sounds interesting to me, and that's only because I'm brilliant and everything I ever say is right.
You're talking about, like, I mean, that sounds really cool. I was thinking the other day that I would really like to see a War Machine or Hordes epic.
Epic? Just,
Like a 3-hour film?
Well, the animations, yes. That. But no, but I mean, like, the epic scale. So you would have, Colossals would be the size on a 30 mil base.
Yeah.
And everything else would be smaller and like small square boxes.
So you could have battles like the Henchhold.
Yeah. I think that like a War Machine epic would be really, really cool. It wouldn't take that much to. I guess you still have to sculpt a bunch, but I mean, would it really cost that much to mass produce like an epic scale version?
Well, I mean, you have to make molds.
Yeah.
I mean, so yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It intrigues me. I would love to see, you know, like a game where, you know, you have all these colossals. You could just, be neat.
Yeah. Well, you know, do it with ogre minis.
Ogre minis. Oh, ogre minis. Oh, of the box that I have back behind me. Yep. So, I don't know. I don't really have much else to go on about. We could talk about the state of Wisconsin, how stupid our government is, but I mean that's everyone knows that already.
When our speakers are getting dog shit in the mail, and my only thought is, you know. It's a shame it wasn't manually delivered orally.
See, they did that wrong. They delivered that dog shit wrong. Because what you
also need... was it dog shit? I heard it turned out not to be dog.
Oh, well, it's shit or something. But what I think they need to do, because this is...
Did the Wisconsin State Police actually analyze the shit? I mean, is that what you're telling me?
You can't dust for vomit. Here's the thing.
If it's... Let's say it has the personal touch and you can figure out, like, you know, if someone's on the DNA records, that's a way to track them down, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I mailed my shit to people, they could figure out it was my shit.
Yeah. There's a potential. Yeah, they could check out if you have some blood or something in there. Yeah.
I will just say that there are communities I'm a member of that when that hit the news that multiple of us suspected other people in the same chat room.
But they didn't do that right. So what they needed to do in order to make, you know, shit delivery a proper thing, this is how we do it. So you get a box.
That's just how we're doing.
Yeah, you get a normal box. You definitely have all the arrows on it saying that this side up, you know, fragile, this side up and stuff like that. And then what you do is you attach a shit on the very bottom of the box. And then you fill the box with peanuts.
With penis?
Peanuts. You know, like, not actual peanuts, but like the shipping peanuts that you would get at, you know, at Staples or something like that. So you fill it in there. Because what's the first thing that you do when you get a box full of peanuts?
Pee in it.
Well, okay.
They all shrivel up, and then you find the thing you're looking for.
That's
and it gets rid of all the static.
Yeah. No, but you reach in, you start digging around, and so you make them touch that shit.
That's true.
Well, yeah.
What you could also do is you could deliver the poo,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then like wait outside their house.
Mm-hmm.
And when they open the door and they see the package,
mm-hmm.
beat them to death with a hammer.
I will say those states go, at least we're not as bad as Georgia, where the governor in Georgia has opening the state up and not having any sort of lockdown, except he canceled an election, canceled an election for a Supreme Court justice, so he can just nominate the person that gets it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, he's also the person who ran for Georgia while being in charge of like counting all the votes and everything, right?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah. He won the election while being in charge of which votes got counted.
Mm-hmm.
Counting it, and he was asked to recuse himself from that role during the election, and he refused.
Wow.
Yeah.
Except for in Wisconsin, you know, we have you know, you go out and vote. Make sure you go out and vote, because we're not closing anything down. Because
the Tavern League runs the fucking state.
Well, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin voting to make everybody vote in person while they were doing that vote via Skype because they didn't want to be, and then they overturned Evers' stay-at-home order also while over Skype. Fucking. Now, keep in mind, these are the same people that when Evers got elected, they stripped him of all of his powers. And they're like, well, we always thought that the governor had too much powers. We just never got around to stripping the powers away from the Republican governor. It's a sheer coincidence that we're doing it the day after a Democrat got elected.
Correct. You know? Correct. Yeah.
Sheer coincidence. We'd always meant to. Ha, ha, ha. Why didn't somebody literally force feed him shit until he died?
Yeah,
the mail wasn't enough. Anyway,
so I mean, he got that awesome.
I'm not calling for the actual murder of a Wisconsin politician.
Yeah, he actually got that awesome photo opportunity at the election, where he was telling everybody it was perfectly safe to come out and vote while he was wearing
a hazmat suit.
Oh, I didn't realize that's actually him.
He was wearing a goddamn hazmat suit.
Yes, that is him. Oh. The photograph of Robin Voss saying it was perfectly safe to come out and vote. He was wearing a hazmat suit.
He's the Mitch McConnell of Wisconsin. Yeah. He is to Wisconsin as Mitch McConnell is to the country.
I can't wait till we get that party bus started. That party bus to Kentucky is going to be the greatest. Is that where he's Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. That party bus to Kentucky to shit on a grave is going to be the best thing in the world.
I have already told Nathan that if I take the position at the University of Kentucky, he can stay at my place when he comes down for it.
Oh, I'm getting out of there immediately.
Because we are renting a bus because I have a lot of people that already have tickets for that caravan.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, David, we wouldn't be staying down there. I think we would probably be best if we get out of there immediately. Past the state line.
We'd want to stay there the night before so we could get up at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And get out of there real fast.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. We won't announce.
Legally speaking, this is all a joke. It's not a joke.
You know, honestly, voting against that man is one of the best things I did while living in Kentucky.
Why couldn't there have been more of you? So, I don't understand how he still stays in power, but at the same time, I understand.
Because whenever he's threatened, he just pulls back into his shell and no predators can get to him.
One of the years I voted against him, he almost lost to absolutely nobody. I mean, he is not invincible in Kentucky, although he keeps winning. A lot of those times it's been barely.
Good times.
The Onion article, Mitch McConnell in Gorge's throat sack to... Show a defiance for or something like that.
I was trying to think of a reference to, like, you know, commercials on late night television where they made you draw a picture of Mitch McConnell to see if you could be in art school. Remember those commercials?
Yeah, because it would be the turtle. Yeah. Yeah.
No, this year in the Senate, I mean, I follow this because I still got a lot of friends in Kentucky. And also, I mean, Mitch McConnell is, as far as I can tell, the most powerful man in this country at the moment. But
he mispronounced the planet.
Oh. Fair. He is actually behind in fundraising compared to his opponent right now. So it's going to be an actual election in Kentucky.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
So we should probably talk about, we got no Zappity Grumbles because we didn't post anything on this. This is just something I thought we would just try to record and surprise people on.
Oh, God, excuse me.
But we should probably jump to recommendations.
I have a recommendation. There is a game that just came out on Steam today.
Ooh.
It is actually free to play. It is from the makers of the Witcher games, and it's called Gwent. You can get it on Steam.
Didn't come out just today. It didn't come out today.
Yeah, today's the first day it's been on Steam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's on Steam now. Got it. That's all. I won't go any further into it, but Gwent's on Steam now. Be my friend. It's really good. Fuck Hearthstone. Fuck Magic.
All right, so go ahead.
I will say that it's like my normal consumption for habit for music is I've got a Spotify playlist that has like 1,700 hours worth of music on it, and I randomly add stuff, and it's like tend to add the whole catalog of an artist at a time, and so it will often take me a couple of years to actually find an album I like because it has to cycle through the playlist, and I have to listen to it enough to listen to the individual songs enough to say I like this, but one of the albums that has finally filtered in. Part of this was because Dr. John passed away fairly recently, and I ended up adding a bunch of his albums to it because I like a lot of his older stuff, although there was a lot of stuff in the middle that was bad, as happens to a lot of musicians. But
phases. They go through phases.
Yeah. I mean, not quite as bad as like Dylan when he went hardcore Christian for several years and just put out absolute shit. Dr. John had a lot of great stuff and then a lot of mediocre stuff. And then in 2012, he put out an album called Locked Down. And the past couple months, it's really occurred to me that every time one of those songs comes up on my list, I'm really grooving to it. And I said, you know, it's like, this is interesting because it has kind of that lo-fi sound, kind of like the Black Keys. And then after looking up stuff on the album, I found out it was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. And it is just a really good album. And I would just suggest, I grabbed it on Spotify, Dr. John Locked Down.
Sweet. My recommendation is something that's very old. It's something that when I was a child, I would wake up my father, who was a police officer, after he worked the third shift. So this would be Saturday morning. So this is after Friday night bar fights and shit like that. I would wake him up to have him sit there and watch Thundar the fucking Barbarian with me. And man, I went on Amazon. I bought the entire series. It's like a 4-disc set. I don't really want to give Warner Brothers money, but I did. I got that and the Herculades. But anyway, Thundar, besides using a lot of recycled animation for all their episodes, it is a fascinating, fun world. It's relatively still written decent. I've only watched like a few episodes. Like the very first episode that starts off the whole arc, Thundar and his companions Ariel and Ookla the Mock, they have to go and deliver a black pearl to the human civilization of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's just very entertaining things. It's easily one of my favorite cartoons of all time. To give an idea of what the world is for Thundar the Barbarian, it takes place in 1994.
Ooh, far-flung future.
Far-flung future. That there's a rogue comet that comes too close to the Earth and basically destroys our moon and destroys our civilization. And this, the cartoon is set 2,000 years past that point. So there's, you know, magicians and monsters and a bunch of other cool shit. It's fun. I love it. Ookla the Mock, Thundar leaves Ookla the Mock in charge of a helicopter to rescue them after Ariel has been kidnapped. And Ookla,
it's in this?
That's Ariel. She's a wizard. Yeah. It's not the Little Mermaid. No.
Oh.
She definitely is not a Little Mermaid. I mean, as a child, yeah. But it's because I don't even remember the scene from when I was a kid, though. But this, I just watched it now. The scene is Thundar just rescued Ariel. They're about to go into the helicopter. Ookla is in the helicopter, and Thundar is yelling at him to go bring it closer. And Ookla tries to wrench the controls and ends up ripping them out, which makes him angry, and he only speaks in Ookla, which is just and so he just throws the steering column off to the side. He just starts smashing buttons on the helicopter, still doesn't work, and then he just leans back in his seat and kicks the whole console out the front of the helicopter, and then immediately crashes.
That reminds me of angering Lewis's daughter with Scribblenauts.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that at the Shay's place where I was doing Scribblenauts and I was doing absurd stuff? And it was infuriating her because she's a very, like, prim, prim proper, proper, everything that's placed kind of girl. And she was so mad. And so we, one of the things that I did was I made a helicopter and I had a gorilla piloting the helicopter. And so that's very, very similar. And then we learned that in Scribblenauts, a gorilla can pilot a helicopter, but a monkey cannot.
Correct. Correct.
So that's an important distinction.
But just the animation sequence of him just ripping out the console and then just smashing buttons and then kicking it off. And even Ariel even questioned, is like, you let Ukula fly the helicopter?
Yes.
He's basically Chewbacca, but he's not very, he's just tough, but he's not very smart.
Here's what I'll go as far as like Star Wars reference. It is Salacious Crumb's mind and Chewbacca's body.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just need to watch more of them. And I also got the Herculoids, so I need to make them my binge watching show. But you should go out, give Amazon, do the smile Amazon. Try not to choose Big Cats.
So,
as your choice. And you should get the full series of Thundar the Barbarian, because who do I need to pay to make that into a D&D world? Because that
nobody, just do it.
Just do it.
Get on Kickstarter. Well, I guess you probably have to buy the rights.
Yeah, I don't know how that's not a fantasy world yet. I mean, it's really cool. And you have the Isle of Man hat.
Also, Knives Out. Knives Out is a good movie people should watch.
Yeah. And somehow, 2,000 years into the future, there was a Jaws 9 poster up, and they made comments about it. There used to be cinemas back there. And actually, that's very true to our time, is right now, that there used to be cinemas where we can go see movies.
I was arguing with somebody about Mad Max Fury Road because they were saying they didn't like it, and so you know I argued with them for a while, and then I just watched Mad Max Fury Road again.
Yeah, was he your friend? Is he no is longer your friend? Huh?
Is he one of your friends too? Is Jason Zarling?
Oh, what's?
I don't know. He's a Facebook friend.
I know Jason. I used to live with Jason.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a good guy, but yeah, now I'm not sure anymore because he doesn't like Fury Road.
Yeah.
Oh, and announcement too is that they're working on a prequel for Furiosa. Furiosa.
And that's how it came up, is he posted that article and he was like, maybe it'll be better than that. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you've never been wronger.
Yeah.
Mad Max Fury Road is the second best film that George Miller ever made. And I don't say that lightly.
I still like it more than his. I enjoy his.
You like
his
it more than Babe, Pig in the City?
Yes.
Wow. That's,
I mean, honestly, I've liked almost everything that George Miller has done. I mean,
everything he's done except for Mad Max is great.
I know you guys can't watch it.
I sat next to you. I sat next to you while you and I watched that together. You have blocked it from your goddamn memory how bad Mad Max is.
That's my superpower. I can block shit from my mind.
I think it. For bringing us the other three Mad Max films. I thank it for what it was. I thank it for what it did. But if you try to watch that movie, it is intolerable. It is slow and boring and just the lowest budget. And they're just going to the beach and eating ice cream. And then suddenly it's over. And it's like, what the fuck's happening here? Like, people think Mad Max, but they remember the Road Warrior. And there's a big gap there.
Very big gap there. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, we've only been talking for about an hour or so, but you know,
that's all right. We had nothing to talk about, so to stretch that into an hour is really impressive.
Yeah.
If you want, I could talk to you about my artist deck.
No.
Because artist does half damage to everything either player plays, and so I do a lot of berserk stuff, so taking damage actually makes it better, whereas for my opponent it's actually deadly frustrating.
I liked how you said I could talk to you about my deck, and we all said no, and then you started to talk about that.
Yeah, that's the shtick.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll try to see if we can come out with these every week like we have done previously.
Every week? God damn it.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe something will happen. Maybe more news about how all the states that have reopened or loosened their laws have gotten more cases of COVID.
Maybe something will happen, and we're just now filming the flashbacks of before civilization completely fell apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surely, if there was some kind of danger to reopening America too soon during a pandemic, there would be a historical example of such a thing happening, like 102 years ago, for example.
Oh, possibly. Maybe, you know, maybe if we kept
such a thing were the case.
Maybe if we kept the people employed that were, you know, part of the task force for this thing, maybe.
Nah,
we don't need them. We're open.
Task forces are for the weak. What we need is a space force.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When Earth becomes uninhabitable, we can go into space.
I'm just hoping for that rogue comet to hit, come by the Earth and destroy our moon.
Well, I mean, it's 26 years late at this point.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, you know.
Maybe it's lost track of time, too.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. We shall be back sometime.
Soon-ish.
Soon-ish.
Man, I'm going to go make some pink squirrels.
Yeah. I'm going to go play some WoW. I got some PvP in to do.
I got plus 75% experience with my artist deck this week. Hell yeah! Yeah. Prestige 2, here I come.
I think Dave wants to say goodbye.
Yeah.
He did say goodbye.
Oh.
Yeah. Back in 2 and 2. Like, the, what was that, Chuck Woolery? Chuck Woolery. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Fred Willard died.
Oh. Fuck you. Fake news.
Sad.
Fred Willard can never die. He'll live on in our hearts anytime we watch Best in Show.
Hi. Or a Mighty Wind. Mighty Wind. What happened? Oh. Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, "Oh, fucking son of a bitch."
Yeah, celebrities die all the time, but every once in a while, one happens that you're like, "Oh, that's one I actually give a shit about."
Yeah,
you know, Fred Willard, goddamn, a treasure to humanity,
a treasure to all the Christopher Guest films ever made, pretty much.
Goddamn,
those
movies. So that'll be my real recommendation that I'll sneak in before we leave. Any Christopher Guest mockumentary: Mighty Wind, Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman, Spinal Tap isn't hit by him. Spinal Tap was Rob Reiner, but Christopher Guest is heavily involved, and it's all the same actors and actresses, so it's basically the same thing. For Your Consideration, that's the one I always forget. But especially Best in Show and Mighty Wind, in that order, are my number one and number two by him. Best in Show is just fucking masterpiece. I randomly quote that, and people don't get the quotes because, you know, like the whole thing. Oh my god, why am I blanking on? It's not Larry Miller, is it? Yeah, Larry Miller, right? The comedian who plays the hostage negotiator in that movie.
I haven't seen Best in Show in a very long time. But so I've seen A Mighty Wind recently, though. So.
His character is a hostage negotiator. And one of the things he mentions offhand during suicide. He talks people down from suicide.
Sure.
And he mentions, like, let me tell you a trade secret. They always jump. 100% of the time. They always jump. We never take that ever. And you're like, that can't possibly be true. And then later, like, his kid or somebody is on top of the garage, and he gets out there and just starts screaming obscenities at them, and he's like, I will stab you with forks until you bleed. And you're like, oh. Yeah, so I guess his do always jump. It's such a great setup and payoff. She went after her like she was made out of ham. Sorry, we were supposed to be leaving, but then one of us brought up Mighty Wind, and then that made me think of Best in Show.
And oh, yeah. Lord, yeah, but now I know who you're talking about, Larry Miller. All right.
Yeah, yeah. He also had a great bit where he was talking about how his wife and him were arguing about, you know, she's like, oh, well, you know, women can be dirty, too. You know, women can have dirty, horny thoughts, too. And he's like, no, you have no idea. It's the difference between shooting a bullet and throwing it. I mean, that's the greatest way to compare dirty men to horny women, is the difference between shooting a bullet and throwing it. You go to a women's strip club and they're all hooting and hollering and having fun, and you go to a men's strip club and they're like lions at the watering hole, just motionless, watching. he's underappreciated too, Larry Miller. But I'm done now. All right. I'm going to go play.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, guys. See you guys later.